So around the holidays, we are all asked to think about others less fortunate than we are, and to put ourselves in their place. We are asked to reach inside our moral toolkit and find that little widget. The one called, that's in here somewhere, I don't know, empathy. That's right, empathy. Empathy, very important this time of year. It's an element that glues society together. And later on the show, how does empathy develop in children?
My name is Carolyn Ferrari, and I'm calling from Detroit. And empathy, I think that as kids, it comes more naturally, and we have to be reminded or taught again as we get older.
So maybe the kids should have all the money there for those Salvation Army Santas. They'd be giving it up more easily than the grumpy old adults. That's sort of Rousseau's view of innocent childhood that gets lost in adulthood. A lot of Rousseau adherents out there.
This is Bruce from the Florida Keys. Empathy, like sociopathy, is innate. You can't teach a sociopath to feel love. Empathy is something, a love for some sort of human condition. And sociopaths can't feel love. So if it isn't there to have the ability to feel, then I don't believe you can teach it.
So we've all got this empathic Garden of Eden inside of us. A listener from Detroit summed it up this way. I don't think anyone would teach their kids not to be empathetic, so I think it's inherited. As the oldest of 8 kids, I know some of us display more empathy than others, but empathy is not the first word you'd use to describe any of us. Well, hey, that doesn't mean we wouldn't want to come over for Christmas dinner. But another school of thought out there, empathy is that something that the brain learns from watching the moral actions of others.
My name is Rob. I'm calling from Pittsburgh. I think that empathy can only be taught, and it's got to be done not only by parents and immediate family members, but society as a whole. When random acts of kindness are observed by developing individuals, it cultivates an inherent consideration of others' feelings through an obligation to others.
It's Rachel in Eugene, Oregon, and I right now live with a 2.5-year-old boy who is on the cusp from being an infant where all of his needs were met immediately to being a little creature that can take care of some of his own needs himself. And empathy has to be taught to him. Otherwise, he is the center of the universe, and why shouldn't he be? He's the cutest thing in the room.
Thanks there to Rob and Rachel. Conditioning, conditioning, conditioning is the story there. Listener from Denver texted us a little B.F. Skinner behavior modification. Everything is taught to kids. Everything. The child who enjoyed watching lions eat people at the Roman Colosseum was not evil, and the child who helps their family feed the poor is not necessarily pure of heart in an innate sense. This is not one of those easy-to-resolve nature versus nurture kind of debates.
My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. I think that some children raised in an environment that lacked caring or was hostile can learn empathy if that environment is changed and they are given consistent examples of empathy both towards themselves and others. I also believe that there are some people that are born inherently lacking the capacity to empathize and likely will never be able to learn it.
What is going on in the brain when someone is empathic, when they feel someone else's feelings? That is a legitimate scientific question. We're going to explore it. Sarah wrote this on our Facebook page. Those of us who live with people who have autism can tell you that there are some for whom empathy is nearly impossible and others for whom empathy is so strong it overwhelms them, like that woman in Star Trek, The Next Generation, who reads the emotions in a room. She's called an empath, I think. That's her literal name. It can be modeled to a certain extent, but there is a neurological wiring component in there as well. What do you think? Is empathy something we're born with? Is empathy something we're taught? Is it part of the wiring of the brain? What plays a stronger role? Nature, nurture, the plasticity of the brain in a moral sense is what we're going to be talking about. Give us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.